This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man, hanging out in Cumming. Come hang out with us. 1175 Buford Highway is where we are. Buffalo's Cafe will be here until 6 o'clock. And by the way, Mike, bar's already rocking, man.
What did Judge Smales say in Caddyshack? Don't you people have homes? Look at these guys. We got day drinkers already cooking, man. And I said, you ever live by the lake? I go, everybody pretty much done for the day? Guys kind of shrug. Yeah, you know, Thursday. So basically living the European lifestyle, Carl. Sort of a 3.5-day work week for these cats up here.
I love it. And again, we will be here hanging out. The folks here are terrific. The food's great. So come by, man, and we'll be here until 6. We got a lot to chop up, guys, as we count down to Sunday night. I was just telling Mike, Day-Day, our man G. Gordon is here, our on-site engineer, and Big O's back at the studio. I was telling the guys, I said, you know, Falcon fans, get ready to be up Sunday night. This game kicks off at like 8:25, 8:30.
Yeah, it says 8, but by the time you're the preview, and Chris Collinsworth's son goes, who do you like, guys? Okay, we all got the Vikings. Nobody gives the Falcons a chance. I want to strangle almost everybody on that set, by the way, Carl.
Expect to be up till after midnight, because that's how this works, you know?
Right.
And the funny thing is, if this goes down to the wire, and it probably will,
yep,
right, then you're not falling asleep. You're not going to bed. You know, the Falcons, look, I'd love to say we're up 20, Mike, in the third quarter, and everybody's like, good night. But that's not going to happen.
Is Koo going to be kicking? Is Koo,
who?
Is it going to be Parker Romo?
Who?
Or Young Wei Koo?
Good question. Look, we talked to Ra yesterday, and first of all, we got to address you guys. I'm talking to you. Yeah, you listening right now. You guys have been watching this this little pre-show meeting that we've been doing on Twitch and YouTube and Twitter. And first of all, we thank you for being there. But some of these comments, okay? And one thing that Mike and I need to address, one of the comments today as we did this, and we do it before the show, usually you'll get it live somewhere around 11, 15-ish, somewhere around there, all right? And it'll vary day to day, but you guys can tune in and check it out. But listeners are like, man, y'all want to see a perfect game executed week one. You guys, I think, are being too hard on this. What?
A perfect game. There's only 17 of these, Joe. Maybe nobody told you how the NFL works. This isn't the Braves, okay? This is NFL. And it means not for long, as you know, Jerry Glanville said years ago, if you play like we did and you don't take care of the little things, like kicking, which you had all summer to fix. But, Carl, let's be honest. The team hasn't made the playoffs in 7 years, and we got guys going, you're being too hard. What? You can't be too hard on a team which hasn't gotten out of its own way since 2017?
Can't.
Come on, guys. And if you want to win the division, and wild card means 10 or 11 minimum, every game matters. So, yeah, we're a little hot under the collar. If you're not, I don't know what kind of fan you are, man.
I don't want to wait to the bye week to make an assessment when I don't have to. This is a week-by-week league, guys. This week, hopefully we play better and we get a win. and that continues to build. But it's a week-by-week league, and I cannot wait to the bye week to go, well, you know what, Mike? It's time to make an assessment on the Falcons.
Well, that's just it. I mean, you and I weren't out here during the summer going, you know, Kyle, I think the 72 Dolphins better watch out for those Falcons. No, we know this team's on the way up. We believe we're on the rise. Penix Jr. is getting better and better. We got a bunch of rookies on this team. But, I mean, there's things that there were some really good things that happened, some things that need to be finished happening, like the pass rush.
Yes.
And you're going to have to try to cobble together a run game, even though one of your big cogs is missing on the right tackle.
Now, back to your question about who's kicking.
Who's kicking?
Well, it's valid. I don't know. I don't even know if Rod knows right now. But somebody might get released in this piece, okay? I don't even know if Ra knows because, again, he said yesterday it's going to be earned on the field. Well, they got today. They've got tomorrow. Do they have Saturday?
Monday,
Are you
Sunday,
rolling these guys out there
Wednesday,
Saturday?
Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, Saturday.
Before the game? I mean, before these guys get on a flight? All right, you guys kick three more. Let's watch this again. I mean, I don't know if this goes down to the wire, but it's a valid point.
I'm trying to catch up. Is it going to come down like they're going to be in a ballroom doing paper football? I mean, seriously, this is what it should never have come to this. You should have felt 100% about the kicking position before Labor Day, not going into the same guessing game that we found ourselves into crucial losses last season.
So our conversation with Raheem, it's online at Odyssey.com. It's Dukes and Bell. Guys, we're live again in coming 1175 Buford Highway right here at Buffalo's Cafe. Come see us. We'd love to get a chance to see you, man. And we're in the bar area, by the way. So when you come in, you take a left, we're right there. Let's hear Ra talk about, first and foremost, Mike, as we learned, I think, a few things yesterday. The update on Drake London and Darnell Mooney. Guys, it's positive. But Mike and I can't sit here and tell you that both of those guys are 100% going into Sunday. I'd love to tell you that, but it sounds like Drake's going to play. Okay, but is he 100? He probably isn't. Is Darnell going to play? We don't know. But this is what Coach told us yesterday.
Practice the day full. So he was able to go out there and do everything that we asked him to do. You know, limited, but
sure.
Basically everything that we do and everything that he was required to do, he can go out there and do, which was a promising sign. We feel good about his toughness. We feel good about who he is, and we feel good about him being able to play. You know, obviously those things happen in the game and happen at a critical moment for us. But, you know, our young guys stepped up and kept fighting and gave us a chance to win. You know, and obviously Mooney, you know, was really close last week. You know, obviously I'm still saying day to day everybody,
sure,
but
right.
I feel comfortable with him. You know, went out there in practice, got a lot of things done today. You know, he's feeling good. He's bouncing around, looking like Mooney, looking at himself. So really excited about all those guys.
What's up, Darnell? Mike, what do you think?
Well, official designation, if you just read that, it would say limited for both Darnell Mooney and for Drake London. So that gives you a little bit of pause. But, look, we've seen guys like Drake, who's a warrior, who can battle through this. And hopefully, you know, as we always say, you know, it's everybody's got their own pain threshold. He's tough as nails, man. Shoot it up, tape it up. But it's the arm. You know, it's a shoulder thing. It's an AC joint. You don't want him getting hit and getting jacked up, and he's going to miss even more time. But, you know, you're 0-1 looking at 0-2 if you can't outscore Minnesota. So I got to have my guys out there, right? If they can go, they got to go.
They got to go. Both of those guys have to go. Find us, by the way, on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on, guys. Raheem Morris also told us, flat out, the line, offensive line, did not play well. Now, the crazy thing is, you know, we knew we weren't able to run the ball. Mike and I talked about that on Monday. It was a little bit frustrating. You have another frustration when it comes to running the ball, don't you?
Yeah, man. I don't like the pistol situation. They're not going to get off it because Penix is used to that from college, and that's fine. But in the short yardage situations, I don't like the running back that far off the ball. It kind of telegraphs your intentions to the defense. So I would love to see a little bit less stubbornness when it comes to the pistol and short yardage. I'd like to see if it's less than a yard. I'm not saying tush-push, but I think we can go get a quarterback sneak. Now, against Vita Vea, maybe not. Against Minnesota, maybe we can.
Yeah, I agree with that. What about the carries, too, for Bijan?
Yeah, Bijan only 18 carries in the game, guys, or 18 touches. I mean, obviously, the first touch was pretty darn good. Took it to the house on a touchdown. I love getting Algier in there. We got to find that balance. But 18 touches for one of the premier playmakers in the league is not enough.
Raheem Moore is talking about the offensive line and their play, and it's got to be better on Sunday night.
You know, we clearly talked about that as a group, as a staff, with our guys. You know, it was, you know, tell the truth Monday when you get a chance to come in. And we didn't play well enough on the offensive line. And it's not just the offensive line, around the offensive line, all of the guys, whether you're talking about the tight end position blocking and receiver position blocking, us getting our run game going. Mm-hmm. We really got to figure out that and get that going, which I know we can. Really confident we can do those things. We didn't do all the right things you want to do in a short yardage and goal line situations. We could have made that a lot easier for us as opposed to seeing the Superman plays by Michael Penix on the 4th-and-2 or the 4th-and-goal. Whatever the case may be, we can make that a lot easier with the dynamic running backs that we have, with the upfront people playing the right way in the right style. And we got to to get that corrected this week, and that's at the forefront of our mind. Make no mistake about that.
I want to be clear about this. He is not pointing the finger at Elijah Wilkinson. He's saying across the board, guys, as a total, if you run for 69 yards, I don't care if you ran right, left, or up the middle, nobody was getting the job done. So he's telling us that part of the game plan was not effective. So I know a lot of you are like, well, dude, I heard you guys talking for 2 weeks about Elijah Wilkinson. He was okay. But they were all okay. Nobody was great on Sunday.
No, and when you tried to go left, you feel a strong suit would be Bergeron and Matthews, and there's some pulling involved. They just blew that up. That's when Bijan tries to run, and that sweep, that went that went nowhere. And you look at it, and you say, now you're 4 yards back. And, you know, again, if not for Michael Penix's heroics, you don't get a score on that drive. So I do know you got to play to your strengths, but you've also got to know, like Clint Eastwood says, man's got to know his limitations.
Got to know.
And Vita Vea in that game and that D-line we're getting after. They also had five guys on the line trying to counter some of the things we were doing late.
So, guys, as we talk about all of this leading into Minnesota, this is all stuff we learned. How does it get corrected? How does it help our team get a victory on Sunday night? It's Dukes and Bell. Daily Downloads on the way. We'll talk more about what Zach Robinson had to say because our coordinator yesterday answered a lot of questions. One of those about the pistol Mike's talking about, talked about his quarterback as well. All that's on the way. I also want you to hear Raheem, though, talk about the missed opportunities. And, Mike, this is the thing. We get into Sunday night. You get these chances, man. You get a pick. You got to get a pick.
Yeah, and that goes back to, like, he's not calling a guy up, but he's just saying, we had four opportunities, or at least three good opportunities for a turnover.
Yeah. Here's Rod talking about doing a better job on that.
We need to go out there and figure out how to take advantage of the miss ops and make those ops this week, right? We had about five drop picks, if you're really hard, if you're really critical. You can add it up to three that we definitely should have had. We got to find a way to get those sacks and get them on the ground, the extra ones that we left out there. We probably missed about two or three sacks. If you can make the plays and find a way to make those plays, you put yourself in better position to go out there and win. And when you talk about offense, if you can go out there and establish the run game that you're very comfortable doing and be able to get some of those things off and be able to run the ball like you need to run it and to be able to complement them with the nice passing game that we were able to put out there last week.
It's look, that's probably the most frustrating part. When plays are there to be made and guys don't make them, and then you look back and go, what would have two turnovers done in that game? What would have the Ellis, you know, Caden Ellis pick meant in that game? Those are the ones that really hurt. Sometimes you're going to lack execution. Sometimes, guys, you get your butt kicked up front. It happens.
Right.
But when those plays get thrown to you, balls get thrown to you, that's the stuff we got to do this weekend.
You and I were talking about at the end of the show yesterday up at Flowery Branch. Is, you know, if you go back and look at how we win the second game against the Bucs, we had two empty possessions for Tampa Bay. You had Jesse Bates, pow, punch a ball right before it hit the ground. The runner back got on the ground, turnover. Then you had A.J. Terrell. They're going in for a drive. They're in the red zone, and A.J. Terrell swipes that ball right on the goal line. And then, so that's two possessions the Bucs got nothing from. That needed to happen for us to win. It didn't. The good news is we were in position to make plays.
Yep.
You know, but that's divisional. That's why guys just think, you guys got to relax, perfect game. Losing a divisional game is almost like losing two games, especially when you think about, you know, how it played out last year. Need I remind you, we blew a three-game lead in this division.
We're not going to relax. That's not this show. 404-726-0929. We got a lot to get to, including, by the way, the latest rumors about this Clippers Kawhi Leonard situation. This thing is getting deeper deeper.
It's like the NBA's version of Watergate.
It really is. And by the way, the more evidence I see, the more I'm going, how is Steve Ballmer going to survive this? We'll talk about it when we come back as part of our daily download here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Job, they're already on scholarship at wide receiver, do their job, then you should have an advantage in the vertical passing game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's one thing we think we should be able to get.
That's what we were just saying. I feel like, and we're going to talk more about this as well, but to me, look, and we'll have time to break this down even more tomorrow up there in Chattanooga, but there are about three reasons why I wholeheartedly believe Georgia will win the game. But there are some concerns. It's not going to be easy. I'm not going to tell you, as I was saying to them, I don't think it's a blowout. If Georgia beats Tennessee 34-3, I think we'll all be shocked because it hasn't felt that way. We'll be happy, but I think we'll be shocked just because of the, it hasn't looked that way. 404-726-0929. Appreciate those guys being here. Bars filling up. Got to give a big shout-out to Alex, man. Alex had knee surgery, guys. How long? 2 months? 3 months ago?
7 weeks ago.
Because we were up at Flowery Branch for camp.
Right. And, doing the show at Hooters at Mall of Georgia.
And he normally comes up. He's a good friend of ours, and he normally comes out. Mike was trying to get him out. You know, Mike's one of these guys. It doesn't matter what you're doing or where you've been. I need to see you. And he was trying to get Alex out. Alex is like, dude, I'm laying up. My knee is swole. I can't come. And so today is his first time out. We hadn't seen him since the knee surgery. So cheers, my friend.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You for coming.
He's a good guy. A lot of our friends at Delta, you know, love this guy. And, again, he's soft as charm, and hopefully he's going to stop being such a wuss and tough it out.
See?
But, no, it's good to see, man. I mean, you know, yeah, your profile and courage, Alex. Good to see you at the bar.
See what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about. Mike's like, come out. We need dinner. You're like, dude, my knee's in a brace.
You're messing up the dynamic. We have a four-man crew when we go out to dinner up in Buford. You know, we were shy of Musketeer this summer.
All good, man. Alex, good to see you. Love to see you guys out here. Again, the location, 1175 Buford Highway at Buffalo's Cafe. All right, we got to get to the daily download. Let's talk about our offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson. Mike, what would you grade him? We didn't talk a lot about this all week. What would you grade Zach with the offense?
Before I give you the grade, you couldn't run the football as effectively. We knew going into it, but I mean, as we said, I mean, you knew Vita Vea was going to play. So what was your game plan, your plan B, C, and D? I didn't like, as we said, not enough touches for Bijan. Great play early in the game. Why don't you go back to it? Try it again. Went for a touchdown, 50 yards. Why don't we go back to it? Get Bijan one-on-one. He'll probably make somebody miss. I give Zach Robinson a C. I didn't like it. I didn't like the goal line. I don't like pistol in the goal line. Go high percentage, short yardage stuff, quarterback sneak.
You know what? When we got bogged down, that period in the game where it felt like we weren't doing anything.
A lot of three and outs.
Yes. That's where your creativity from your OC has to start playing in and saying, all right, we're going to pivot, show them some different things. Guys, this whole thing about saving stuff in the NFL is crap, okay? Teams, the good teams, do what the good teams do. The Philadelphia Eagles don't give a damn about whether you know what they're doing or not. They go, stop it. This whole thing about we're saving stuff for later in the season, I'm trying to win right now on Sunday. And my point is, Mike, that was where I wanted him to do a couple of different things formationally, put some guys out there and do some things. And he just kind of stayed the course, and we got stagnant.
Well, the thing is, you know, take it back to when we found out the news about Caleb McGarry. You know, again, not all of you, because most of you guys know your football, but we have some guys out there. Oh, you guys are so overhyping this. Guys, we said it back in – it's not a – this is not a Madden game. Carl and I don't have nearly 75 years of radio experience to sit there and just play, you know, grab ass, okay? You can't do what you want to do. You can't run the football because your best two tackles can't play. Now you're to a guard transferring over to tackle, and needless to say, not a lot of run side on the right side of the offensive line. It took away a lot of the things you wanted to do. Hopefully that changes against Minnesota, but again, you know it. Brian Flores, the DC, is a mad scientist over there.
It's a chess match. Sunday's going to be a chess match, and if we're winning, that means Zach Robinson's game plan is really good, and we're executing it. Let me hear Zach, by the way, talk about the environment, Big O, back at the studio, because he was talking about preparing for a very loud environment. This is their home opener, by the way, for the Vikings. If you've never been there, it's loud. And when they get things going, Mike said it, that damn horn, they're going nuts, and they're doing that Viking clap and all that. You know,
it's Skull.
It's crazy. Yeah. So it will be loud.
And then the aliens come in and everybody gets jammed up.
Zach was talking about that environment and preparing his guys for that. We might have some silent snap counts, all that stuff, going into Sunday night. Here's Zach Robinson.
Yeah, the biggest thing is the operation, you know, making sure I get the calls in and out of the huddle, you know, making sure we pick our spots, you know, obviously you're on the silent cadence. And so we got to be on the screws from a communication standpoint up front, from Mike's communication in the huddle, getting to the line of scrimmage, all those operation and procedure things in an environment like this. You know, we played there last year, but I'm assuming, you know, Sunday Night Football, their first home game, is going to be rocking even more than last year. So biggest thing is, yeah, just the overall operation. I have my part in it, making sure that play calls are in clean for Mike. He can get in and out, and those guys can communicate and go play.
He's right, guys. Last thing you want is false start, offense, number, and you're pushing yourself
71, that's Elijah Wilkinson, right?
Right? You're pushing yourself back, right, Mike, and now we're behind the chains. Don't need that. Keep that in the back of your mind. That will play a role on Sunday night. If we handle that, we're going to be fine. But we can't hurt ourselves with those penalties before the snap. Tonight, Mike, Thursday Night Football, Commanders at Packers.
Yeah, you and I were talking about this on our little podcast thing we're doing, guys. Check us out, as Carl said, Instagram, Twitch, YouTube, however you get your live stuff and streaming and stuff. But anyway, we were talking about the great way that the Commanders stop the passing game. And do you feel that, you know, Jaden Daniels is going to have a hard time throwing, or vice versa? Commanders stop the passing game for Jordan Love, but they have a hard time the running game. Can the Packers crank up the run game? That's going to be the question.
Jaden Daniels, man, this dude, how much have you guys watched him? Every game you look up, he's got like 68 yards. Every game. He scrambles, runs in for a touchdown. You look up and you're like, he's got more yards than the running back. Last week was a similar situation. They beat the Giants. He is so elusive. And I said to Mike, I think this is the key for me tonight. Don't know if Parsons, how much he plays. He played last week. We're talking about Micah Parsons. But I think Green Bay's linebackers have the ability to do some spying, Mike, and run with Jaden Daniels when he scrambles for these first downs and these situations where he picks up 15, 20 yards and moves the chains. That's going to be a big factor. But you asked about Jordan Love. I thought he was okay last week. I didn't think he was great.
Had a pick that came back on a penalty. That would have been a really ugly pick too. But
Green Bay's defense was really good last week. So, again, against Russell Wilson, he looked below average against them. And I don't know what about tonight, how that's going to be for Jaden Daniels. But I like Green Bay at home. I don't know about the point spread. But I do think they'll hang, and they'll be right in there at the end.
Well, one thing about Jaden Daniels, one of those narratives this offseason was, well, maybe the Commanders take a step back. No. This guy's getting better, and they added Deebo Samuel to the mix.
And he scored.
Now, if you want to talk about quarterback taking a step back, what is Bo Nix going to be this week against Indianapolis? Bo Nix was horrible. I mean, he was beyond hot garbage. They grinded out a win.
Great defense. They had a really good defense.
Nick Benito and company bailed him out.
That's tonight, by the way, Thursday Night Football. Packers are a 3.5-point favorite. Over and under. Over under is 48.5.
GB, as you said, 3.5 right now. Yep.
All right, guys, coming up, we got more to get to, including did the Falcons offense underserve the skills of Michael Penix? What do we mean? We'll explain next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking to all of our listeners here, hanging out at Buffalo's Cafe in Cumming. It's Dukes and Bell. Got some Tech fans up at the bar as well. We were just talking about Tech. He goes, y'all talk Tech yet? I said, no, but we will.
We were talking Tech pre-show. We had the pre-show show at the bar earlier. Yeah.
And he says, man, I'm a huge Tech fan. He goes, you know, if we win, we don't play like another ranked team until like Georgia.
Easy now. Easy. Because
he's just saying.
But that's the Tech thing. Whether it was,
he's just saying.
O'Leary was probably the last coach. And even O'Leary would probably lose some teams he's not supposed to. But Chan Gailey did that. Certainly, you know, maybe you could argue that Paul Johnson was more, you know, consistent. But, yeah, Tech losing a game they're not supposed to and winning a game they're not supposed to, that's been too much of that, at least in my time in Atlanta. I would love to see them get Clemson. I think you can be – Georgia Tech's got to play a perfect game, right? Is that? I mean, I know we say that a lot on this show, but they do need to be letter perfect. How much do you trust Haynes King being able to throw the football in this game?
Well, Philo stepped in last week, did a really good job, right? You know you got a capable backup if, in fact, Haynes King is still ailing. We do not know. I like Tech a lot, man. I just told our listener at the bar, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The thing is, Klubnik, guys, he's looked average in these first two games. LSU, right, and Troy. Troy last week blitzed Klubnik and made him uncomfortable like LSU. And when he got blitzed against LSU, he was panicking and didn't look good. And I said, I'm wondering if Brent Key and company are going to have a similar game plan. What you're saying, Mike, is you think if you think Klubnik can beat you with passes on the outside, great, but we're coming after you. And both teams they play, Troy was up in that game, guys. Remember, everybody was tripping last week. Oh, Troy might win this game. That's what they did. And I'm saying, Georgia Tech, you've got to do the same thing and make Klubnik uncomfortable. And then, Mike, do what you do. Run the ball. Control the clock.
Now, Blake Gideon, for guys who don't know, is Tech's DC. You know him from Texas, Carl. He was the safeties coach for the Longhorns. So how aggressive is he going to be? Because I just think Klubnik – look, Dabo did not pull any punches. He basically spelled it out. After the loss to LSU in Death Valley, you know, LSU would say the other Death Valley, he said he made bad decisions. Didn't see receivers that were open. Klubnik owned it and said, I was too worried about what LSU was doing and said what we should have been doing.
You know why? They were blitzing.
Because they were bringing the heat. So I would love to see – if you're Tech, and I was just saying to Carl off the air, when's the last time the point spread was 3, 3.5? You'd have to go back to the first couple of years of Dabo or Tommy Bowden,
yep,
right, to see Georgia Tech as just a 3.5-point dog to Clemson. So I would love to see aggressiveness because if you're going to – it's a noon game. Who's going to come out sleepwalking? Can Clemson do it for the third week in a row? You know, I mean, that's the thing. I can't imagine Brent Key not having these guys, you know, ready to eat glass and just go bananas.
I agree. It is a whiteout, by the way, for Tech fans. Saw it yesterday, and Brent Key's like, wear white. So it should be a fun environment. I'm with Mike, though, on this. Should have been a night game.
Should have been ESPN game. You know, ESPN2 at the least, you know, and have that electric atmosphere with the skyline, Bank of America, the whole shebang.
Yeah, but it's still going to be great. Noon game, and then you slide right into Georgia-Tennessee on Saturday. So, you know, you're just going to be a fat rat on the couch watching all these games. And then the night games are even intriguing. We've got a lot more interesting matchups this week in the afternoon and certainly in the evening. More on college football coming up. Mike, do you think the offense underserved the skill set of Michael Penix in week one? Meaning he played – look, he threw for 300, right? 298.
Right.
But didn't it feel like he was still being held back a little?
Well, did he missed some throws in the first half. I mean, part of the three and outs, we can't say it was all about, you know, the offensive line. He did miss some throws.
Sure.
But I thought, you know, when we get back to the touchdown drive where he goes in for the score, what should have been the game-tying drive where he's got Kyle Pitts involved, I just think Zach Robinson's got to come to him and say, hey, I know you've got this chemistry with Drake. I don't know what Drake's, you know, go rate's going to be on Sunday night, even in plays. You've got to get Pitts more involved because I thought Pitts – we can't criticize Pitts when he's open and he's doing the work. You know, it's one thing if he's loafing or he's missing routes and missing blocks. But I just thought that I'm still not sold on Zach Robinson, okay? Everybody who comes off of the Sean McVay tree has been gold. I hope that we don't have a stump off this tree, okay? I hope that this guy develops and has some imagination and some flexibility. But right now, I'm with you. I think there were some things, some plays that were there. Why are you not getting the ball back to Bijan? Make them stop Bijan one-on-one. Make them dedicate two guys to Bijan coming out of the backfield. Something, right?
He's that dangerous. Look. He's our Christian McCaffrey, right? And what I want what I want you to imagine is McCaffrey, not this last season or two seasons ago where he was injured. I want you to think about Christian McCaffrey at his best. What's crazy is last week, guys, McCaffrey combined had 142 yards, 70-some-odd yards receiving, 60-some-odd yards running the football. That's what we need from Bijan. At the end of the game, when you look at the stat sheet and you go, wow, okay, 150 yards total. That's who he can be. And to Mike's point, it's not just about handing him the ball or jet sweeps and trying to get him outside. 404-726-0929 is the number. It's also our text line, guys. You are more than welcome to chime in as we broadcast live up and coming at Buffalo's Cafe. When we talk about underserving his skill set, we're just saying the one thing we didn't do last week, and this is why I want Darnell Mooney back, we didn't push the ball down the field. We didn't have three or four deep throw attempts, not completions, just attempts. And one thing that Michael Penix does great is a deep ball. And so one of the things I'm looking at Sunday, Mike, is let's maximize that. Dude, you got to test these dudes. You got to go at them. And sometimes even if you don't think like Ray McLeod, okay, is that his role? No, but send him and let's at least stretch this defense. And that's the part that I think last week we hit a lot of underneath stuff. He hit some timing patterns. But the timing stuff is one thing. To let Michael Penix cook and just be Michael Penix, that's what I mean by underserved.
But here's the problem. I mean, I totally agree with you, but here's the thing. He never had more than 3 seconds to throw.
He stood in there.
And that's the thing. He had pressure on every single play. And look, if you have a healthy Darnell Mooney, healthy Drake London, right, max protection, running back in a tight end, and let those guys try to beat the coverage and let him have that one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, which he never had on Sunday. But that goes back to how good Tampa was at getting in the backfield. Elijah Wilkinson was doing the best he could. It wasn't like it was a jailbreak, but it wasn't like, Carl, that was a pristine pocket either.
No, and that's the toughness. You guys saw it. I mean, most of you realize he took some hits too. He didn't get sacked. He got sacked, right. I think, one time.
They were in his face all the time.
All day long. And when guys are in your face, usually that affects your vision, your quarterback. He was still making those throws. We'll see. Sunday is a big game for our Falcons. Sunday night where everybody gets a chance to see our guy for the first time. I mean, everybody watched that Washington game last year, but it was under the pretense that it was he was still learning and you were going to give him a break.
Right.
Right? And then he keeps us in the game. We lose the Washington game, but – I think most people around the country were impressed. I need Penix to play up to his capability. And if he does what he did last weekend,
give him a pocket.
We're going to be in the game.
Give him a pocket. Keep. We got what? Do we still have? I got to check the depth chart. Do we still have those four tight ends? Keep the guy with the big name and the no catches back there and help him block.
We'll see how it plays out. Coming up, by the way, we'll go around the NFL. Speaking of injuries, Brock Purdy is going to be out. If you're a fantasy football player, Purdy's your guy. That's not your guy, is it? Purdy? You don't have Purdy.
No, I would never touch Purdy. I don't believe in Purdy either.
You don't get me started. But Purdy's going to be out. We'll tell you about that. Also, more on tonight's matchup. And, you know, we just played them. And speaking of injuries, it sounds like both of those guys that missed the game on Sunday against the Bucs for us or the Bucs players are coming back. So that might be a thing down the road when we see them again. We usually split, Mike. I hope we do, but – you know, that was the other part. We wanted to take advantage of them having without Tristan Wirfs and Chris Godwin, and we couldn't do it.
Look, we talked a lot about, you know, the finish rate. It's funny. One of the guys at the bar earlier was like, who gives a crap about that? I said, hey, well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's not a finish until the quarterback's on the ground. Yes, and I know it. I'll say it again. I'll say it again. Yes, two things can be true. You can alter the quarterback's path and make him move around and force, and we did that for much of the game, but when the game was on the line, we couldn't. So I don't want to hear about it. By the way, the guy's name I couldn't remember, Tegan Quitoriano. So if you see that guy in the back, use him as a fullback, or just not as fullback, just have him in the back. Maybe that telegraphs it's going to be a pass play, but try to get some help to protect Pitts, or I should say Pettix, get the ball in Pitts' hands. How about Mooney, though? I mean, it was technically it's limited for both Drake and Mooney. Coach can be optimistic, but maybe those guys don't play either this week. In which case, and Casey Washington's in the concussion protocol, which means he's out.
Well, look, if that happens Sunday night, we're in trouble. I'm just telling you. Because right. now you've limited our quarterback in his ability to do his job at a high level.
Right.
It's not anybody's fault.
And we're out of wide receivers, and then Kadarius Hodge has got to do the job.
Yeah, you're talking about now we're running five and six receivers out there. That's not going to get it done against this Vikings defense. All right, man, we got more to chop up here as we continue to move along. Also, more Falcons-Vikings preview. We'll find out what's on Day-Day's mind. And also, our conversation with Barbara Dooley today at 4 o'clock. Wonder what she'll have to say. Not only about last week, but also about these Vols on Saturday.
And she's in a crazy spot. Her husband coached Georgia and her son coached Tennessee.
Yeah.
Her granddaughter is dating the quarterback, as we found out a few weeks ago. And what does she think about, you know, what kind of energy you're going to get up there? Tennessee, we talked about it, the cheapest ticket, and it's already gone up. Cheapest ticket's like almost $375, and that's to be below like the L in the Vols side all the way at the top.
Is that the norm? Is that the price up there?
I can't imagine it's that for a regular season, like against maybe against Kentucky, you know, proximity.
Sure.
People can fill it out, but I just think ticket prices, and I will go look at StubHub during the commercial
break. Because I saw that, Mike, and right. I was like, that can't be the norm for a Tennessee football game.
Well, I mean, the thing is, the good news is you've got volume of seats. There's a lot to select from, but I do think people are so amped up for this game. Tennessee's looking at their chances, feeling that, you know, this could be their best opportunity in years to maybe get one over on the Dogs.
Mike Griffith is going to join us from Dog Nation later in the show as well. Can Georgia overcome a slow start? One of the things we'll talk to him about. And how does he feel about this offense? So we'll dive into Georgia as well later in the show.
According to StubHub, cheapest seats are all the way up. I got a picture of the seats. You are literally looking down at the flagpole for $350.
What?
Yeah, all the way up.
I thought every seat was a good seat in Neyland.
The best deal based on StubHub. Granted, sure, it's a wide
sure,
berth.
Sure.
Is a ticket for $431. If you want to be down low, 24. Holy moly. You got tickets going for $455 in the end zone, $723 behind the Georgia bench. You got tickets down low in the upper level for $1,100 right now at Neyland.
It's crazy. That's crazy.
That's a big game.
Yeah, it is a big game.
It just means more.
It does. Yeah. But those are not the normal ticket prices, obviously. And if you're going up, enjoy the game. If you're going up again, mentioned earlier tomorrow, because when next time you hear us tomorrow, we will be in Chattanooga. We're going to be up there at Twin Peaks, right there off the exit, man. You literally can get off, Mike, have a brew, and get right back on the highway up
there.
They
love their football up at Rocky Top. I just moved ahead to the Arkansas weekend, and the tickets cheapest there are $100 less at $250.
Okay.
About a third of a markup on this one.
It's more like it, though. But you know this. They sure did. Arkansas did beat them. Big O. The deal with this, though, is these big games, just like in the NFL, ticket prices soar when certain teams come in.
Same ticket price for Georgia, same ticket price when Oklahoma is going to be there, in case you want. I just looked that up.
That is. No, I was curious. Because
that's StubHub, plus the stupid markup fee.
Oh, yeah. You get to the end, and it's like, you still owe $450.
That's the worst thing. It's like, ooh, $335 apiece. How is this now $1,400?
It's true. No, right. It's like they included parking,
right?
Your concessions.
Oh,
and the merch that you haven't bought yet.
Yeah, I mean, you wish if all that was a package deal.
Yeah. All right, man. We are live at Buffalo's Cafe. We're going to come back. We'll tell you what's going on around the league, around the NFL. Bunch of guys not practicing today. Look, Chiefs, they're not in a must win. But the Chiefs haven't been 0-2 in a very long time. And they face the Eagles. We find out a couple of guys are not practicing for the Chiefs, and so
in the same boat, they got no wide receivers, right? Yeah. Hasn't that been the knock on the Chiefs? Like ever since Tariq Hill went to Miami,
it is. I mean, do you know what I saw, Mike? I don't know if it was yesterday, maybe over the weekend, after the Dolphins lost, and they were saying if the Dolphins season goes to crap, and it could, they might trade Tyreek Hill.
Why not?
Yeah, and I'm like, how much is he owed? And they were like $10 million base.
Okay.
So as much money as they paid to him, remember, most of that was in the first three years.
Right.
He's on the back end of that contract, and I'm just like, will Tyreek Hill go back to the Chiefs?
You know what? I mean, they say
with all their issues,
they say you can never go home again, but it seems like he'd be a pretty good fit.
Yeah.
As long as Travis Kelce doesn't take him out.
Now,
that Xavier Worthy play was kind of an example of where things are in their passing game.
Now, again, that's if their season goes to crap. Right. Mike and I have no faith in Mike McDonald right now. McDaniel, excuse me. Yeah. But we'll see if they win this week. Last week was an embarrassment.
Rex on ESPN, if you didn't see it, man, just Sexy Rexy went all in on him, basically saying that this guy is a clown and has lost the respect of his team. And that's a coach who knows what it's like to lose the respect of his own team.
This is true. Mike, they're just not a tough team. They're not a tough
team.
They're
soft. Everybody who covers them says it, too.
All right, man, we're coming back. Fourth and one's on the way. By the way, this hour of Dukes and Bell, as always, guys, is brought to you by our friends by Total Body Therapy of Georgia. Book your free consultation for ED. Sign up at TBTOFGA.com. That's TBTOFGA.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.